WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live for the Bill Ford Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It is a feel-good football Friday, less than an hour away for the general on sale of Boomer and Geo Live. We give thanks at the Paramount and off-air, uncensored live show at night on a Friday night. Excited to do the fourth version of this. It gets bigger and better every single time, so that'll be at Ticketmaster.com in less than an hour. Right at 8 a.m., the general on sale. These tickets sell out very quickly. They have the last couple of times we have done this, so don't be messing around. Don't be pussyfooting around, as my head coach used to say at Belport Football. Get up in there and get those tickets and make sure that you grab them right at 8 a.m. All right, Giants-Cowboys, obviously the big topic of today. We will get to the Jets and Broncos and have our picks and around the league stuff, but a lot of Giants fans do want to talk about the loss last night, so let's get into it, as the Giants are now 1-3 with a schedule ahead of them that we know, and we've known since it came out, is very, very difficult. Let's go to John in Denville. What's going on, John?
Hey, guys. How's it going? So the one thing that I realized last night is that the last time the Giants beat the Cowboys at home with fans in the building, Obama was still in the office. And also, just want to make one point on Thibodeau. Why is he doing the blowing kisses thing after the sack on Dak, where I believe it was the series before, he couldn't shed the block to make that stop on fourth down. Thanks, guys. I'll hang up.
Well, because this is what everybody does. I mean, you can get on Kayvon Thibodeau for doing it. Every single guy in football, whether they're catching a touchdown pass or 99% of them, or sacking somebody, They're gonna celebrate. That's what they do. And not every play is gonna be a great play, but I mean he read the rookie Guyton the right way on that sack. He bull rushed him inside and got an absolute free run at Dak Prescott.
He also got a couple holding penalties called, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, let me just explain something to everybody about the intensity at which these guys are playing with, and why they blow off steam when they do something good and how they get up and they celebrate. I mean, you can't even imagine what it's like to be playing in these games and at the fever pitch that you have to be playing at. And when you do make a play, you're going to celebrate. I'm sorry. It's just a natural instinct for these players. Now, do some players take it a little bit too far? Yes. I didn't think anybody took it too far last night except for one player, and that was CeeDee Lamb, who they were lambasting because of what happened last week on the sideline. He was screaming and yelling, and he said, that's not him. That's not who he is. And then he scores a touchdown, and then he takes a penalty.
Yeah, I didn't I didn't really. I mean, he was backing up and sort of – I don't know if he said something.
I'm just saying, like, they are so wired – that they're going to blow off steam, so get used to it. I mean, it's been going on for years and years and years. It goes back all the way to when I played with Icky Woodstone and the Icky Shuffle. Yeah. It doesn't matter. They're just blowing off steam.
And what do you want a guy to do when he doesn't make a play? Like, also do a dance? Like, he's like, hey, why weren't you doing a dance when you got blocked on that fourth down or whatever? Like,
everybody on the field is on edge. They're going 100 miles an hour. Their heart is pumping 1,000 miles a minute. I mean, it's what goes on. And I'm sorry that everybody can't conform to the way that everybody wants them to play. But if you were in that situation, you'd be doing the same damn thing.
Need any help over there?
No.
Okay.
Just gets me upset.
I know. You're slamming your monitor.
Morning show host. I got annoyed right there.
It's a feel-good football
Friday. Did you know in Europe and Australia that they, and you're up in Canada too, that they refer to the morning shows as breakfast shows, breakfast television.
Breakfast television?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And in America, they call it the morning shows. So, like, we're a part of the morning shows. If we were somewhere else, I don't know if we are. Are we internationally televised anywhere?
I don't think so. But, I mean, you can get the free Odyssey app anywhere you are and all over the world.
So we could be a part of the breakfast television.
Not breakfast television.
No.
Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports. Can you get us in Europe and other places around the world?
Maybe if you could hit YouTube TV over there. I don't know what the restrictions they have. I haven't been over there.
I know a friend of mine in the DR that could definitely get us.
Okay.
On TV.
All right.
Well, didn't that guy call us from, like, Brazil once?
But was he watching or was he listening on?
That I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's a different situation.
So I think part of this could be considered breakfast television.
Okay.
Especially the amount of times that I buy breakfast for you.
You offer.
And yes.
I say yes. I never ask. You want breakfast? Yes, Boomer, I'd like some breakfast.
Let's go to Mark in Midland Park. Mark, what's happening, brother?
Hey, guys, how are you?
All right, what's going on?
Let's just sum it up. You know what? I never was against Daniel Jones. Watched him every game, same stuff, but now you really see it. I mean, there are five plays down the field that he threw. Malik Nabers should have been a touchdown, put the ball in front of him. He can't throw a long ball. Yeah, he did great and everything. Everything 20 yards in, guys dropped the ball. That's fine. You really look at this game, it's all his fault. He is not the quarterback for us. He might even kill Daboll because if he doesn't perform, they're going to maybe fire him too. It's bad. I mean, come on. He can't put that ball out in front of these guys. And when he did last week, he overthrew them. It's the same crap. Every week, enough, yeah, enough
listen,
of him.
I know it's frustrating, Mark. I know it's very frustrating, but like Daniel Jones, we know exactly what Daniel Jones is, and we saw him at his best in 2022, and he didn't even throw that many touchdown passes. He was good, and then he played the game of his life against a defense that was absolutely atrocious in the Minnesota Vikings that playoff year. We know what he is. If the Giants are going to win, they're going to have to win with his limitations. One thing I cannot do is every single week talk about what Daniel Jones didn't do. You know exactly, like, you know exactly what you're going to get from this guy almost every single week. And they still had opportunities. And last night, it was not all his fault. There were drop passes, and they couldn't run the ball. Is that all his fault? No, it's not. So, and he wasn't even given an opportunity down there, as we talked about many times, to convert that fourth and goal. So, I can't every single week be slamming this guy. I've seen him. We've all seen him. And it's probably going to be over at the end of this year. Actually, it is going to be over at the end of this year. I can't see a scenario where he's coming back. And then it's just, where are the Giants in the draft to be able to draft a guy that they want? Are they going to be able to trade up? Is there somebody that shakes loose via a trade or free agency? I mean, and Joe Shane, none of us know that.
Well, the real interesting thing is going to be, how are they going to finish? Where are they going to find themselves in the draft? And who's going to be making that pick?
Yeah. I mean, that's where we're headed.
It's. I feel like this is where we've been the last 6 or 7 years with the Giants.
Yep.
Three different general managers.
If you think about
four different coaches.
Well, since really I started here at WFAN, it's been like this revolving door situation. You know, from, you know, the Gettleman and Shermer and Joe Judge and McAdoo and you know, obviously now Brian Daboll and previous to that Joe Judge. I mean, it's been really, really, really bad. And you said something in the break to me. You read some Giants stat of futility, and you said, isn't that amazing? And I said, you know, there's nothing amazing about the Giants' futility that you could read me, because that's who they are. They have stunk for so long. There is not a negative Giants stat that you could read me that I'd be surprised about. But really? They've been that bad? No, I've lived it. We've lived it. And here we are again. And you know what really sucks about this year is they should have beat the Commanders and they should have beat the Cowboys. So I don't know if that makes it better or worse, but they didn't. And now they're 1-3, and they're probably going to be like 1-5.
All I can hope for is that, like, going into this game, I felt like both teams had the enormous amount of pressure to win the football game. That both of these teams had a win, and that the loser was going to be picking up quite a lot of pieces. And I think that's where we are this morning with the Giants. However, I will say, 6 weeks from now, depending on what happens and how the Giants do, we may be singing a completely different tune. But in this morning, this day, after losing to that team, it is a misery Friday for the Giant fan.
Yeah, I mean, so do you think they're going to go out to Seattle and beat a team that's undefeated?
Yeah, but you take a look at who Seattle has beaten, They have not beat anybody any good.
Well, what are the Giants? Also a team that
stinks. I understand, but I think the Giants are will be one of the better teams that they play, believe it or not. Seattle's had a cakewalk the first 3 weeks of the season, and they've taken advantage of it. I'm not saying that they're not they're a good team. They're 3-0. As you know, the great Bill Parcells once said, your record is what, you know, it tells you what you are, whatever the hell he said. But the point being is that they have played nobody. They played a rookie quarterback in his first start. They went to the Patriots, barely beat them. We saw how bad they were. And then they played
the Dolphins
with no quarterback. So they caught a break. That's why they're 3-0.
Okay. Still got to go out to Seattle. So maybe
go out in Seattle and go beat them.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, you went to freaking Cleveland. Nobody thought you were going to beat them.
Not true.
That was one of the games.
We both picked the Giants.
We picked
three of us did.
Yeah, because we had the points.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's not shocked by it. And the Browns, you know, the Browns stink. Deshaun Watson's terrible.
Does not like to play at home in front of his home fans.
Yeah, so the point was that we kind of thought there was a chance that they could win that game.
And I believe there will be a chance that they can win the Seattle game, 100%.
Let's go to Spencer in Miami. What's going on, Spencer?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Happy Friday. Happy morning show
hosts day.
Thank you very much. It means a lot to us.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Hopefully, Mayor Adams gives you a key to the city before he passes down.
I mean, like the alternative is going to be worse, by the way.
Franklin Freed. Yeah. It's no good. But, yeah, last night was pretty frustrating. Just a couple points. Quickly, just to echo the previous caller's sentiment. Daniel Jones, we all know what he is, but it's still frustrating. He underthrows those balls last night. He's got no flair. It's just mid. It's very mid, as the millennials would say. And then also, Brian Daboll was a better coach when he was fat, man. He is like the poster boy for Ozempic or something. I mean, can this guy lift a dumbbell or have a protein shake? Have a good weekend, guys. Head him straight. I'll hang out and listen.
All right, Spencer. Well, thanks, man.
Yeah, I mean, we remember Rex Ryan felt like we have a very similar thing with Rex Ryan losing his mojo when he lost a ton of weight.
And but he had new teeth.
I mean, yeah, and like new eyebrows or something else he got.
Facelift.
Yeah, it looked like it. It kind of did look like he got a facelift. Now, I don't know for a fact, but it kind of looked like
it looked that way. I mean, Tom Brady's got hair.
I don't think that the Giants are losing because Brian Daboll lost weight. I don't think so.
No, I don't think fat Brian Daboll would have won for it on fourth down?
See, now that's an interesting question.
Oh, yeah? See?
See,
this
I don't know.
That's why I'm here.
I don't know. Do you?
No, I don't. I think he was trying to play the game the way he felt the game was being played.
Mm.
That's what I really honestly believe. And I believe this is why you pay coaches. You pay them to play the game, you know, a little bit by the analytics game and then a little bit by how you feel the game is going. And you trust the judgment of the coach. That's why you give him the head coaching job. But quite frankly, he had the game close into the fourth quarter. They had the possession significantly on their side, and they were moving the ball, and they had four drop passes that killed them.
Let's go to Johnny in Queens. What's going on, Johnny?
Hi, just want to say I'm a big fan of the show, big fan.
Thanks, Johnny. What's going on?
Well, believe it or not, I got a call from a buddy of mine last night. I'm upstate doing a little bit of trout fishing up here. He calls me and says, not going to believe this, my sister just got back from a flight and was sitting next to Gio's mother-in-law the whole way, and she would not shut up the whole trip, and it was story after story, one of them was, you know, my son-in-law, he's on WFAN on the morning show. And all
she's so proud.
Anyway, I just thought you wanted to know that, Gio. I'm a big fan, and have a great weekend.
Johnny, thanks, John. But look, your mother-in-law is very proud of you. She's very, very happy that Gina, her daughter, married you.
Mm.
Yeah. And she's on the plane and she's just yapping away about how great you are. And, you know, she's now a quasi celebrity because of you.
No, you've spoken
about her here and people know who your mother-in-law is and what she sounds like. Could you imagine that for an hour and a half on the plane?
Could I imagine it? Yeah, I could imagine it. Yes, 100% I could imagine it. Yeah, I mean, yesterday her dog this little poodle Enzo apparently needs to have bladder stone surgery. So I got that. I got that whole thing yesterday.
Yeah, Enzo's at the groomer. He's gotta get shaved down. You know, because he's gonna have that surgery. So you know, poor little Enzo. Yeah, he's peeing blood. Yeah, I looked down. I said, is he peeing blood? He's peeing blood.
He's got a bladder problem.
Yeah, apparently. Yep.
He's at the, you know, he should have been done by now. How come they haven't called me?
And the phone rings.
I was just thinking, how come you haven't called me?
You know, there's this thing that I don't understand between Gina and her mom, where they call each other and then they're like surprised that they're on the phone when it says their name on the phone when they call. Now, let me try to explain this. Like, if the phone rings and it's got like mom on the phone and Gina answers it, she'll go, mom? Like,
okay.
And then the other way around, if like I hear Gina calling her mom on speaker, you know, she'll pick up the phone and be like, Gina? Like it's some mystery.
Yeah, like when you call me and it says Gina, I say, what's up, man?
Yeah, right. Exactly. You're expecting me to be on the other end because my name is there.
What do you want?
Right. That exactly.
Yes.
Or like the guy I always talk about in the LIRR when he picked up the phone three times in like 10 minutes and went, what's the matter? He's one of my favorite things ever. What's the matter? All right. It is Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. A lot of Giants this morning. We'll get Jerry in here to recap all of it once again.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
Football Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on the road to New Orleans, where the Super Bowl will be held this year with Boomer and Geo, is presented by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. That road to New Orleans will not have the Giants on it. The Jets may be on that road to New Orleans, and if the Jets are on that road to New Orleans, then Boomer and Geo will be on that road to New Orleans. Otherwise, we'll be here and doing our show from here. Which is fine because we had one of the great Super Bowl weeks of all time last year out in Las Vegas. Still living off that week, man. That was awesome.
I have to say, one of the best weeks I've ever had at any Super Bowl that I covered.
And that is saying something.
Yeah, I think that, you know, unfortunately, the Arizona one, I had the norovirus, so that kind of got the, you know, a little bit of a hiccup in the middle of that weekend.
Certainly.
It was a big bump in the road that week.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yep. And then Sabrina got the norovirus on the plane back. So, yeah, that was something else.
And what was the news there? They traded Kyrie? Or was it Durant? What was that?
Both. Didn't they trade them both?
But it was only one, that one day, specific day he was out, I mean.
Yeah, but that week, I think they traded them
the
both.
The week, yeah.
Yeah, I forget what it was. But, yeah, that was nuts.
You know, it's amazing. We have trade deadlines now in professional sports. We're going to need redshirt deadlines in college sports.
Yeah. All right. Jerry Recco is here. Another update. What's happening, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And you can thank your guy Rami out there for finding this. So you remember the Rico Dattle touchdown last night?
Yes.
Cowboys beat the Giants 20-15. You had flags on the play all over the place.
Right.
And then the officials came back and they picked up the flags. Well, here was Ian and Phil on Westwood One as they were watching the replay of what was going on.
Maybe illegal block in the back. Is that what they were even contemplating at that point?
Yeah.
Penalty marker came down as Dattle turned the corner, and there was some activity in the area blocking from Dallas.
It was a good no call. They did the right thing picking the flags up.
There you have it. Phil thinking it was the right call.
They were throwing the flag, I think, on number 73 of the Cowboys.
Mm.
And it looked like he had pushed somebody in the back. Maybe, Steven, you can run that one more time. That would be great. Maybe we can take a look at it and see whether or not there was a push in the back.
I just think they were so used to throwing flags, they didn't know what to do with themselves.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I actually don't see. I thought the face mask one earlier in the game obviously was more blatant. I didn't think there was anything wrong on this play.
Yeah, that was not a penalty.
That's Tyler Smith.
It's either that push in the back or there's holding out there with the wide receiver.
Yeah, well, they picked it up, and it did stand as a touchdown. Cowboys wound up winning 20-15. The Giants controlled the clock. They had the ball for 36 minutes. Unfortunately for them, 5 field goals, no touchdowns, and Dak has now beat them 13 straight times. Here was Brian Daboll on Daniel Jones's night. He threw for 281 yards, but again, no touchdowns. All in all,
3 games in a row. I'm proud of the young man. He's made good decisions. He's thrown the ball where he needs to throw the ball. I mean, the last play to Hyatt, that's a, you know, heave it down there and see if we can get a DPI or we can go up and try to make a play.
And that was the interception that ended the game because they were pretty much out of time and out of things to do. But, Coach, didn't he underthrow some guys?
Yeah, I'd have to go back and look at it. The one I know they jumped off sides and we had a chance. I think Slayton over on the right-hand side and missed that one. But, you know, I'll go back and watch the tape.
And that was the one.
He did underthrow a couple, yes. But he also hit a couple guys right in the chest and dropped it. Especially in big plays. One was on a third down to Wandale Robinson. One was on a fourth down to Malik Nabers.
And had Slayton as well inside the 5.
Yeah, right. Also on a third down. Was that a third down as well?
And they kicked field goal, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Here was Jones. Are there plays that you want back?
Yeah. I mean, I think there were some opportunities out there that, got a hit. And like I said, I thought the execution for the most part was pretty good. But, you know, we certainly left some plays out there.
And the Giants had...
Plus, there was no running game whatsoever.
Well, I was just going to say, the Giants had 29 yards rushing at halftime, and they finished with 26.
Well, let me ask you a question. What got into your rush defense? Oh, I that's right. They weren't playing Lamar Jackson.
True, yeah.
Yeah, that's the difference.
That is very true. Or really anybody else last night. That's the way that went. Here's Brian Burns. They didn't play badly, but they didn't play good enough.
Just didn't make enough plays, didn't take enough shots at the ball. You know, we didn't force any turnovers to help our offense. So I'll say that's where we lack today.
There was Dexter.
You know, I got to say that. I do like their uniforms, though, Jerry.
White color rush uniforms? Yeah, I like the white helmets, actually.
I do.
I think they're kind of cool. Here was Dexter Lawrence. You can take those moral victories and stick them where the sun don't shine.
I'm not giving no petty wins. It's not this whoever won on the scoreboard, and that's the game. I don't give a damn about a petty win. Like, it's football. We go out here to score points and to win and stop them on defense. We didn't do that, and they beat us.
And now they're 1-3. The Cowboys are 2-2. Along the way, Brandon Aubrey kicked a 60-yard field goal, but he did miss a 51-yarder.
Yeah, he missed one, finally.
Thank God, because it was a 5.5-point spread in this game.
I did see that. I also saw several had it at 5, right on the number. Others had it at 5.5.
I had it
pretty much
at 5.5.
The overwhelming majority. He did miss a 51-yarder that would not have ended the game, but would have put the Cowboys up 8 points in the final minute. Here was Dak Prescott on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, he's special. He's a great talent. I think that one was too short for him. You know, he just wanted to, you know, give it a little bit of cinematic end right there. But he's a special, special guy. Every great quarterback has a really, really good kicker.
That is true. And so in consecutive games, 65-60 he has made from. So that's pretty damn impressive. Giants in Seattle next week. The Jets play the Broncos Sunday at 1. Robert Sala, thoughts on Denver?
I think they're underrated. Not in this building, obviously. They lost to a 3-0 Seahawks team. They lost to a 3-0 Pittsburgh team. They beat a 2-0 Tampa team. They're third in the league in defense. It's a very, very good football team, and we're expecting them to give us their best.
So the opposite for the Broncos compared to the Seahawks. They've played all these really good teams.
Yeah.
And the Seahawks, you know, they played the Broncos opening day of Bo Nix's career, so they should have won that game.
Fair enough. All right, we turn our attention to baseball last night in the stadium where Aaron Judge is on one hell of a run.
1-0. Swung on, hit high in the air to left. Back goes Couser. He's on the track, at the wall, and she is gone. Judge hit an unbelievably high drive. We waited, and it came down in the visitor's bullpen. A Judgian blast. All rise. Here comes the Judge.
John Sterling on the fence. It's got to be so cool to hit a ball that far to where you can just put your head down and drop the bat and just start trotting.
Yep.
What they feel it in their hands. They can tell when they hit it, and they hit it pure.
God, unbelievable. So 58th on the season as the Yankees beat the Orioles 10-1 and clinched the American League East. Here was Judge talking about Giancarlo Stanton, who homered in the second and broke the game open with a three-run double in the sixth. It is his time of year.
We've seen it year after year when we go to the postseason. He comes up big with timely hits. When I came into the stadium today, I saw a look in his eye that was a little different, so I think he knew that October is approaching.
A little gleam, that's right. And speaking of gleam, Jazz Chisholm just loving life with his new team, celebrating in the clubhouse. This was on Yes.
I mean, I don't think anybody's having a good time as me either. I mean, I love these guys. I've only been here for 2.5 months, but they feel like my brothers and my family, so for me, I mean, this is everything.
Yeah, everything.
Chisholm scores.
Yeah, and now, you know, it's about the one seed. Yankees want to wrap that up.
It's going to be great. I mean, get the home crowd going, get the home team advantage. I think it's huge for the playoffs.
And that was Soto on Yes as well. Gerrit Cole, the win, 6 2/3, 2-hit ball for the win. Now, we mentioned Stanton. Fair to say he is our thriving player of the game.
The 0-1 swung on, hit high in the air to left field. Back goes Kowser on the track, on the wall. She's gone. It's a Stantonian home run.
Yes, it was. And then again, John on the Fan, Yankees thriving.
You can
the
sit
game,
on my face.
Brought to you by ThriveWell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThriveWellInfusion.com. And that was like, even his double, it's like he's holding the flaw like a toothpick. Well, he just flicks the wrist, and that ball just goes. Yeah. Mets in Milwaukee tonight. They lead Atlanta by a game for the third wild card spot, and they are tied with Arizona for the second. The Diamondbacks will play the Padres this weekend. The Braves take on the Royals this weekend. The Dodgers drop the Padres 7-2, and with that, they clinch the NL West. Dave Roberts, no better team to do that against.
Oh, I love being those guys. It is great. I love being those guys. And for those guys, for us to do it at home in front of our fans, I couldn't have asked for a better script.
Which I didn't realize with all these division championships, I think that was the first time they clinched at home since 2018. And it's only been like one time in the last six or seven times. So they got to enjoy it last night.
They are going to be tough to beat.
They will, yeah. No, they've fought injury too all season long. So we should.
They got a guy by the name of Shohei Ohtani.
Heard of him. I've heard of them, yep. A's beat the Rangers 3-2, notable because Oakland's final game at the Coliseum after 57 years of playing there. Mason Miller was on to get the final out of the game, and he was overcome.
It's probably the coolest moment of my life, baseball-wise, sorry. Yeah, it's pitching in front of a home stadium like this, all the emotion, you know, it's impossible to put into words, and all you can do.
Yeah, I know nothing about his personal life and knew nothing until the way he answered that question.
He's either married or has kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Coolest moment of my life. Baseball life. Sorry, honey. I know I got in trouble with this before. Our wedding day was the greatest. You were beautiful.
That's exactly what I thought, too.
Yep.
And from the NBA, Nuggets forward Aaron Gordon with the media on Thursday. All these teams are now doing this stuff.
Yeah.
Remember we played the other day the Jaylen Brown stuff about the
Olympics.
The Olympics, yes. And also, what's his name, Jason Tatum.
Yes.
So Gordon apparently thought he was going to be on the Olympic team and wasn't. And it's fair to say just a little bit bitter.
I was asked if I wanted to play for USA. And then the call never came around. So, like, there was a little bit of salt there in the first place, you know? And then just to see Yoke take him to the wire like that, it's like, this is dope, you know what I mean? Like, this dude on my team is finna just wash these cats. But all that being said, America.
I mean, it sounded like he was rooting against America.
Yes, that's exactly what he was saying.
Ooh.
But in the end, America.
A dude on my team. Finna go and wash these cats.
Yes. I never heard that before. Wash these cats. And here was Jokic
that
on
was mid.
On media day. About 20 seconds, but a very stoic answer.
Nicola, welcome back. First and foremost, this is now your 10th media day of your career. It's 10 it's a round number. Like, what do you remember about maybe your first or second media day coming around here? Just has anything changed at all?
No, every year is the same thing, and I don't know why we're doing it every year.
Oh, that's great. I mean, you got it. Everybody knows that he doesn't want to be there.
That is true. He didn't want to be there for the celebration when they won.
He didn't want to be there for the parade.
Right.
So how does this guy actually ask that question? Maybe he was, you know, wanted an answer like that, so it would go viral.
I don't know
why we do this every year. It's so stupid. I have to talk to morons like you. I have to come home early. Oh, God.
Exactly. Not sure when the Knicks and Nets start talking, but that will be soon because it's right around the corner as the NHL has begun their preseason, as we know.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Football Friday. Thanks to Dunkin' for dropping off some personalized donuts for us. There are donuts with your face on it, my face on it, a Alan Jerry donut as well, and then the, as I posted on X, the Eddie Scazzeri hostage photo donut, where it looks like he is missing. So...
Yeah, but we did find him. Yeah, he's back. He's back in his seat on a Football Friday, which is good.
Yes, he certainly is. And this is twice now he has left us with no indication of where he is going, and we have found him.
Yes.
So the first was the Grand Canyon of Pennsylvania. We found him there. And this time it was out in Utah at the...
Knitter's Retreat.
The Rocky Mountain Knitter's Retreat, yes.
How'd that go, Eddie?
I guess it was fine. I go out sort of I don't go to the retreat. I just go out there at the tail end of it, and then the wife and I went down to southern Utah.
Okay.
Yeah. And nice. And you were sharing your location with Tom Izzo somehow.
Well, he asked.
Oh, okay. And you said yes?
Because he's creepy that way.
Yeah, okay. And you granted access there.
And here's a guy who's screaming and yelling about the government all over us, and then he wants to know exactly where you are.
Oh, I know. And it's not the first time he's asked to track me.
Well, a lot of hypocrisy there.
Certainly. But it was great when we were trying to figure out where you were, and we found out someone had said Utah, and then we typed in, like, yarn in Utah. And then the Rocky Mountain Knitter's Retreat came up.
That's correct.
And then
it's a big deal.
And then,
Boomer, we found out that what?
Well, Boomer's scrolling through the website and goes, "Is that who I think it is?" And it was a picture of your wife on the website. And we're like, "We got him! We found him!" And there you guys are at, well, what's the forest there? What's that?
That was probably Pando.
Pando, that's right. Pando.
And by the way, how was the snuggle in?
Oh, it was fine. Very nice.
Yeah.
Maybe not up to your standards, but.
Well, hold on now. I mean, if it's a nice snuggle in, I mean, you guys were snuggling and everything. I mean.
Oh, yeah. It was right in there in Loa, Utah.
Nice. Good.
So what else did you do other than going to Pando?
Then we went to Capitol Reef National Park.
Okay.
Which is about 30 miles east of that location.
All right. Nice.
And he's a big national park guy.
Love the national park.
Hey, look, I'm all about the environment. Love a beautiful park. Love a clean river. Love all that stuff. That's I'm proud of you.
I love a clean river. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, 100%.
So you don't go to the Knitter's Retreat. You go to, like, you meet your wife after.
Correct.
And then you guys do some stuff afterwards.
So okay. She goes and knits and drinks. It's kind of like when we go golf. We go golf and drink.
Exactly, right.
That's okay. Right.
Yep, with some friends, and then have a weekend, and then you meet up. All right, very good. I like that. But it was great, though, that we found you twice. In some of the weirdest places, I shouldn't say weirdest, the most remote locations that anybody that I know has gone on vacation, Countersport, Pennsylvania, and Loa, Utah. We were able to sniff you right out. Because we know what you like. We know what you like. You know, it's like.
And also is a track to me, so.
But no. We did before. We figured it out before he requested your location.
We figured it out, yes.
Is that because of the video I shot for Craig's thing, or is that?
No,
that was after. That was after. We were looking for knitting retreats in that area of the country.
Right, so.
And we tried to put in the dates, and then I was able to find Marion on the. On the website.
So at first we had gotten bad information from Fleegs, who said Ohio, and then you had told somebody Utah. So then once we heard Utah, we put in yarn, knitting, Utah, the date.
And there you go.
And
bang.
It came up. Bang. There it was. All right. So less than 10 minutes now. Boomer and Geo Live General on sale for Boomer and Geo Live 4. We give thanks featuring a ton of special guests and our good friends Adam and the Metal Hawks. You go to Ticketmaster.com.
This is Mike Eskin, this skinny vegan hipster.
That's the type of stuff that you get at Boomer and Geo.
You look like
CeeLo.
CeeLo.
Shut the f*** up, you dead devil fan.
So if you're wondering what type of show it is, it's different than what we normally do.
I'm the f***ing garbage.
Yeah! So it is, it's different. It's off air.
So don't believe the bullshit that you hear on the air.
Oh my God.
It's yes, it's off air. It's uncensored. And
I love you, Al Dukes, but you are a psycho.
So if you'd like to see some of this and you missed out on opportunities or want to see more because we are because you liked it so much the first time, general on sale, a few hundred tickets that have not been released yet will be released at 8 a.m. Ticketmaster.com. Boomer and Geo Live, we give thanks at the Paramount Friday, November 22nd, a Friday night. Yeah, obviously, Huntington Village is an amazing place. You get some dinner reservations there. Maybe you go to the tap room beforehand. You go over to the Paramount, which is awesome, the Founders Room. And it is going to be a great night. Can't wait. And it's brought to you in part by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. 8 a.m., general on sale happening at Ticketmaster.com. All right, let's go to Chris, who is in Brooklyn, and he's on the fan. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Boomer and G. Good morning, fellas.
What's up, man?
Hey, happy Friday, guys. But disgruntled Giant fan here. Serious question, though. What happens next? The Giants score 30 points, or Booms, you use a public toilet to dupe. G, you go to a bodega for those ED pills. Al goes to another concert with Dan and Carteret. Jerry actually opens up a school, or Eddie goes to Midnight Mass. And I actually have a vote. It's not the Giants.
All right, what is your vote?
You know, G, I think you're really feeling yourself with the golf and everything. You have a few trainees on the golf course, and I see you going back to Bodega and getting some pills and making a Friday night turn up.
Yeah, you know, it's not completely out of the question. I will say, though, I know we've had fun with the gas station boner pill. It did come from GNC. I did not go to a bodega or a gas station. That thing came from a GNC.
Well, maybe you need to go to a bodega or a gas station.
Plus, now you could get real Viagra just easily.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, one of those like online pharmacies.
Hymns and some of those things. So,
and by the way, I would not be, I would go to a midnight mass for the music and the, decorations.
To heckle.
Yeah, exactly. Also that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those things, very, very unlikely.
I'm not duping in public, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen at some point.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, it's not.
You're getting older.
Mm-hmm. It's going to happen.
Hey, calm down.
It's going to happen. You're going to eat that rancid clam again. Next thing you know, you're going to be sitting on a public toilet going, woo-hoo! All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Quick break. Right back to this feel-good football Friday. Talking a ton of Giants.